show that the House Social Service Committee was convened at 3:02 on January 17, 2013. The following committee members are present today. Representative Keller, Representative Seaton, Representative Nagyak.
Nagyak is fine.
Representative Tarr, and myself, Representative Higgins. Representative Pruitt has said he will be running on time. So we have Representative Pruitt. And then I would like to recognize the staff. We have Butch Carver, which is the House Recording Secretary, Laura Berg, which is the LIO moderator. And then my committee aide is Paul Verhagen, right here. Before we begin, let's make sure our cell phones are turned off, all electronics. And we were just discussing if your electronics do go off, even in the audience, you will owe us donuts. Okay. I made that. That's a commitment. I would also like to recognize we have Wilda Laughlin here from Legislative Relations with Hess. So, with that said, today's meeting is basically just an organizational meeting with the committee, so we understand where we're at and what we're doing. Kind of the commitment that we have for health and social services. You know, I wanted health and social services because it's an important role. We have a little over 20% of the budget, state's budget, that we have to control. We have a responsibility with the state to basically give the best health care we possibly can. We have that responsibility to our, to the state of Alaska, to all Alaskans. And it's our responsibility to hear what comes before us in a fair and partial, you know, balance. Also, we have a responsibility to the state budget. And we have a responsibility to be able to do what's right for the state. And so what I ask for the committee members is let's just be fair. Let's keep partisans at the door and out. And let's think of our children, let's think of our elderly, and let's think of everybody in the state, and let's do the right thing by them. With that said, let's go down the line again, and you can tell us why you're here and what district you are from, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Garen Tarr. I'm representing House District 17 in Anchorage, the Airport Heights, Russian Jack, and Mountain View neighborhoods. I have an interest in health and social services. I have a science background. I've been teaching anatomy and physiology and biology at the university for the last 14 years. So I've worked with a lot of Alaskans wanting to get into the healthcare field. And sadly, I've seen a lot of them go out of state for other opportunities. So I'm really interested in trying to build our workforce. The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation in their economic outlook talked about how the health industry, both in 2011 and in the fall of 2012, you know the numbers they had, that it was the number one growth industry in the state. So I agree with your assessment that we have a lot of important work to do, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of this committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Representative Wes Keller, and glad to be back and to help on the committee. Why am I here? I think it's partly because it's we have a real issue in the state, the sustainability of the health care that we are currently providing, and there's just so many issues related to that. You know, making sure that the role is to take care of those the most needy folks that are out there, and finding out, you know, who they are, and being fair in our policies that we look at in the law is very important. And so anyway, I'm very concerned about the whole issue of the sustainability of our health care, and so I'm here to work with the committee to the best of my ability to do a good job for the people of the state of Alaska.
Thanks.
All right. Lance Pruitt, I represent the east portion of the east side of Anchorage, and which is District 25. And, actually born and raised in that district, so I know it fairly well. Actually, I take that back. I was raised in that district. Someone made it very clear during the campaign that I wasn't. There are no hospitals in my district, so I was born over at what is now regional.
In my district.
That's right. Over. Oh, that's right. Representative Tarr. So, anyways, needless to say, one of the reasons, of course, I'm here is because you know, I actually would echo some of the things that we've heard from Representative Keller. You know, health is crucial to not just myself and my family, but my neighbors in my district, making sure that it's something that's will be there in the future, make sure that we can continue to afford it, and that it's not something that becomes a burden to the state. Is I think it's one of the biggest challenges that we face, both as a legislature and actually as my view is from the administration side, probably one of the biggest challenges they face. Because in the end, we want to make sure that everyone's doing well, that they're healthy, they've got a great future here. But at the same time, we've got to make sure that that future allows for the financial health of our state. So I'm looking forward to working with the representative chairman Higgins in this case, and the rest of the committee, and I think we'll have a good session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Paul Seaton. I represent District 30, which is Seldovia, Homer, the Old Believer villages around the head of Ketchmack Bay, and Nikolaevsk, Anchor Point, Nanilchik, Native communities north to the Kenai River. And so very wide variety of folks, a lot of seniors, a lot of kids. We have a number of schools. Also looking at not only senior services, but services for the disabled and mental health. We have a large mental health community providing services. But I guess I have served on the HES committee since I came into the legislature 11 years ago, served on it every year because I think it's a vital committee that is of utmost concern to my constituents and directly affects the lives of Alaskans. And I guess my focus has shifted from when I first came in to onto this committee of looking at healthcare services to looking at where we can go to get healthier Alaskans. And I think that the way we reduce the financial burden on the state and the burden of disease is by going to prevention. I was very pleased that the legislature unanimously passed the resolution 2011 calling for the state to go to prevention of disease as a primary model for healthcare, and making citizens aware of those unique aspects of one thing that we know from multitude of studies, and that was vitamin D. We, in the far north, make the least amount of vitamin D through our skin, which is the way we do, that's the way we acquire it unless we take it otherwise or take vacations to areas where the sun shines. And so with that, we have a multitude of health conditions that are rampant in our state, and I hope that as the committee goes forward this year, we can update all the work on prevention of disease and actually improve the health of Alaskans through the work of the committee. So I'm very happy to be working with the entire committee and hopefully with the administration. I'm very pleased that they have got a domestic violence prevention aspect that they've worked hard on, and I'm very supportive of that, and I think we need to extend that prevention of diseases and violence and all those things to our entire committee community. So that's why I appreciate the entire work of the committee and the administration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Benny Nagayok. I'm born in Koktovik and raised in Barrow. And my interest in health is because I've been impacted by diabetes. My father and several of my siblings have diabetes. Suicide, my son killed himself several years ago. Due to care is rampant in this state. Mental health is a problem in a lot of the parts of the state. And my brother just died of cancer. And so I I want to be part of the solution in some of this, some of the areas that are badly needed. But in all cases, you know, money gets in the way. But I think a healthy population makes for a richer state because, you know, if we get good healthy people, it wouldn't have an impact. It would lessen the impact of the budget of our state, I think. And so I'm excited about being part of the committee and maybe part of the solution to some of the problems that we face. Haven't lived with a lot of that in my life. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I would also like to recognize the Commissioner of Health and Social Services, William Stewart. So thank you for being with us and everybody. Myself, I'm Pete Higgins from Fairbanks. I'm District 5. I've been in the health profession for many years myself. I have 3 clinics around the state that I visit, and health is very important, just as we've heard, especially mm-hmm. around, you know, if you go around to the villages and you hear of the problems that they're coming up with, and some of the solutions are kind of out of the box, but that's important because we're a diverse state to begin with. We're very diverse. I mean, what happens in Fairbanks doesn't necessarily mean what happens in Barrow or happens in Bethel. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to look at each place differently. And so I would recommend that as we do that, you know, we look at that. It's not mm-hmm. a blanket statement right. for everyone, and we keep that in mind. So I appreciate everybody volunteering to be on this committee. Representative Keller is our vice chair, so I want to let everybody know that. I was amiss by that. Okay, meeting dates will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays when required. So we're going to try to do our best not to meet on Saturdays, which means we have to be efficiently, and we have to, you know, line everything up. Now, when we have testimony or people that come in or you want to ask questions, what basically I think is a rule of thumb here, we're going to indicate by raising your hand or some other means that you would like to speak. I will write it down, and we'll go in order as I see it. I think that's a good way of doing it. Time appropriate for discussion, we're going to, right now, as a ballpark, limit to 3 minutes of discussion as far as us go. Because if we all spoke for 10 minutes at a time, who knows? We could be here all day, and we won't hear as much as we need to. So, but we'll see. We're playing that out because I'm new to this, so we'll see as we go. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
All right, and I'm willing to take suggestions. Now, bill submission and requirements. I'm going to have my aide, Paul Verhagen, explain that. I want you guys, and the reason I'm having Paul explain that to you is because I want you to understand who Paul is. Okay? All right, Paul. The floor is yours.
Thank you. So I've been an aide before, but I have not been a committee aide before. I've watched what's happened, but haven't had the responsibility. In the process, though, of assisting, I've noticed some things that I think would be helpful. What I did is I went around and I checked with other committee aides that have been around for a long time and got recommendations from them. And so some of you may recognize that a lot of this is just borrowed from other people that have been around longer than I have and know what how to do things well. The only thing on here that I have a little asterisk on the front page. This, by the way, is a compilation of other people's. It's not exactly the same as everybody's, but it is compiled. But that little asterisk on the front page goes to the bottom of that page. It says in the order listed below and number pages. So what that's all about is that I noticed when I was doing assisting with this that the requests come in and there's a bunch of file attachments, and those file attachments It's very easy to simply highlight them and hit print, and then the printer just prints, and you either get this much or you get this much or whatever you get.
Yep.
But if you drop them, or when it comes time to putting them into a booklet form, if there's nothing that indicates what it is, it's really hard. Then you got to go back and open up each one of those files and see where the first page is and where the last page is. So it seemed like it would be not very difficult to ask to have when they're submitted, to have somebody list, put that little footer at the bottom that indicates this is dealing with number two or number four, whatever it is, and page X of X. That way, even if I printed them all out at once, I could easily go through, put them into the proper forms, and have those books ready. And so that's something that Representative Higgins asked me to talk about with you, because I suspect that maybe some of you have some suggestions or recommendations about that. So I'd look for suggestions on that, or if you don't have any suggestions, then go from there.
Okay. Representative Pruitt.
I'll say, and I don't have any suggestions because my staff handles all that. but what I would definitely say is I will make my staff available. If you do have any questions on this, get a hold of my staff who have done this before. Okay. And, you're on the right track, but they can help you out.
Thank you.
All right.
Are there any questions from the committee for Paul?
No.
Representative Seaton.
Thanks, and I'd just like to volunteer also. My staff, Louis Flora, has been committee aide for a number of years, and I think that coordination, because they do those submissions for us, and so that, mm-hmm. that would, but my staff is fully available to you as well.
Thank you.
Not to be left out of here. No, I just want to compliment you, because I've seen you around in the various offices. And, I know that you know my staff will help, because you've been there and you've been around the other one. So, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, now we get to the order of when someone comes and testify. What I would like, when you have people that are going to come present for the committee, let them please record their name of the staff, organization they represent, and their phone number. So remind them of that when they come to testify, and we'll probably remind them too, but that's always helpful. Okay, sneak preview, what's coming up? Our next meeting will be January the 22nd on Tuesday. We're going to have a Hess overview with Commissioner William Sterner, and as of this point, we have no bills that will be presented at that time. So we're excited to hear the overview from Hess, so we could all get on the same page as far as that. And is there anything else? Did I cover everything? What do you think? Did I cover it?
I think you got it.
Think we got it?
Good job.
Okay. Well, in that case then, this concludes our introductory and organizational meeting. Let the record reflect that the Health and Social Services Committee meeting adjourned at 3:20. Boy, that was fast.